Phone Boy Speaks, episode 25, Consuming You. There's definitely a lot of consumption going on. All the gadget fiends are probably Googling and eyeing the stuff that's going on at CES this week. I personally have seen things come across my feed and go, yeah, so what? You know, there's a new tablet that's now $150. There's new phones coming out. There's this, that, and the other. And at some point, I just kind of look at all that and I go, well, that's great that these companies, of course, they have to advertise their wares. They want people to buy stuff. But I wonder at what point people are just going to say enough of this and I really don't need anything new. I guess there's always going to be a market for people to buy stuff. What I've realized is that buying all that stuff, whatever it is, and it's either computer stuff or having 20 phones or whatever your gadget lust causes you to buy, it doesn't fill the hole inside of you that you're trying to fill. Now, granted, there are people that buy gadgets and it's part of their business to review them and stuff. That's fine. But for most consumers, you know, there's some consumers that just want the latest, this, that, and the other. And what I've realized is that what I have is fine for the most part. And you know, at some point I'm going to have to replace it. I understand that. These things don't last forever. So, you know, I certainly look around and then, you know, when it comes time to buy something new, I'll make the call to buy whatever it is I'm in the market for at that moment. But I just can't see buying, you know, a new phone every 6 months or a new tablet every 6 months or whatever. I mean, I certainly can't afford to buy one every year. I don't necessarily want to buy one every year. I look at what I have and I go, oh, that's nice. Maybe it's a little smaller. Maybe it's a little faster. Maybe it's a little cheaper than what I bought the first time. And I don't understand why people are, you know, constantly in the market for this, that, and the other, or even obsess about it. I mean, I like this stuff. Don't get me wrong. It doesn't keep me up at night. I also know from years of experience that I'll buy something for the first day or two. I'll play with it incessantly. And pretty much everything after that, I just kind of go, eh, okay. That's not nearly as exciting. The one gadget type that I am excited about is mobile phones. And honestly, I live on my mobile phone because it's always with me, and they've gotten so much more capable over the last 10 years or so. I certainly keep track of the different types of mobile phones out there because I consider it a long-term investment. I know I'm going to spend a lot of money to get a good phone. I'm willing to do that. There has to be more to the device. And so I look at the ecosystems, I look at the other tools and accessories that you can buy. And honestly, for me, the iPhone wins. As much as I enjoy playing with it, it's a tool. And having to buy a new one just because Apple puts out a new one, I mean, I don't like to play that game. Because I want to get my money's worth, because these, you know, the phones are really expensive, especially Apple products. I like that I get good value with Apple stuff, but ultimately, just continuing to buy just because it's the newest thing or cheaper or whatever, I mean, just for the sake of buying it, I don't get it. It's not the best use of your money unless you're somebody who writes about gadgets for a living or reviews them or whatever. Buying them on a regular basis just doesn't make any sense. I mean, I guess if you have that kind of disposable income, that's fine, but most of us don't. And I prefer to do my research and buy something that I know is going to last and that I'm going to enjoy. And that's just me. Maybe you can convince me I'm wrong, and I'd love you to try. I'm on Google Plus and Facebook and app.net and Twitter. I'm easy to find. You can leave feedback for this episode at phoneboy.com. You can look for episode 25. Anyway, this is Phoneboy, and I'm signing off.